Hello everyone, welcome to the video series of DPM production of SharePoint Farm. In this second part, we will walk through the user experience of restoring a SharePoint item from disk. Let's begin by navigating to the SharePoint server. What you see on your screen is Microsoft SharePoint 2013. This SharePoint Farm is configured using Microsoft SQL 2012 in always on mode. As you see, SharePoint Farm is hosting site 1, which has a document named Recovering SharePoint Item. Now, we will mimic user experience of accidentally deleting this item. Now, let's recover the deleted file by performing an item level recovery from the DPM server. As you see, the SharePoint farm is already protected by DPM server. Let's use DPM recovery tab to perform item level recovery. In order to perform item level recovery, DPM provides capability to search SharePoint documents or navigate through tree view of SharePoint farm. Let us see how we can use DPM search wizard to search our document. I'm searching recovery point in the time range of March 1st to March 11, 2015. I'm typing the name of the SharePoint item to be recovered. As you can see, I'm using a wildcard to search through all the items. DPM has searched through the recovery points and provided us all the recovery points where the item exists. A user can choose to recover from this recovery point. Let us also see how to navigate through tree view to recover an item. For this demo, I'm navigating through various recovery points and selecting one of the recovery points. Different recovery points have been created for SharePoint production group. As you see, SharePoint databases are backed up as part of this recovery point. Selecting WSS Content 1 database, which is hosting site 1. Navigating through the tree view of SharePoint farm to locate our item. Document that was deleted has been found. Let's begin recovery. This screen highlights the recovery item and the recovery source that we just selected. DPM provides capability to recover the SharePoint item to original site or to alternate site. For this demo, I am selecting to recover the SharePoint item to original site. If the SharePoint farm has not changed, DPM provides the capability to recover without using a recovery farm. And if the SharePoint farm has changed, DPM provides the capability to recover with using a recovery farm. For this demo, the version of the SharePoint farm has not changed after the recovery point was created. Hence, we will recover the SharePoint item without using a recovery farm. DPM user now needs to provide the staging location to temporarily recover the files. While we are providing the staging locations, let me take a moment to explain how DPM uses the staging locations to recover the individual item. To the SQL instance, DPM attaches the content database which is hosting the SharePoint item. From the content database, DPM server recovers the item and puts it on a staging file location on DPM server. The item recovered on the staging location on the DPM server now needs to be exported to the staging location on the SharePoint farm. DPM user can now choose to apply security settings of the SharePoint farm or security settings of the recovery point. All the steps have now been completed. Let's recover the SharePoint item. Recovery has been started. Let's close the wizard and move to the DPM monitoring tab to check the status. Recovery has been successful. Let's move to the SharePoint farm and check whether we have recovered our item. Refreshing site 1. Our item has now been recovered. DPM has successfully completed an item level recovery of SharePoint farm from disk. Thank you very much for watching this demo.